This recording, Germany 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
The Rainbow Passage. When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arc with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I'm from Germany, from Hamburg. That's a city in the north. And I actually live in a suburb, so it's a little bit outside Hamburg. But it only takes like 20 minutes by car to be right downtown. So it's really nice because we are more out in the green, not like right in the city. But we have all the advantages of a big city too. And, I grew up, I have a sister, a younger sister, and we grew up, in a nice neighborhood with a lot of children and, small schools, and it was really like you imagine it, in the best way. My parents are both English teachers in high school, so they actually tried to speak English to us even before we had to take it in school. But we didn't really catch on. We didn't like that. So I think really I started in fifth grade in high school. And I had to take it all the way through high school. We were 13 years. And my senior year in high school, I spent in Ohio, United States. And I think that's the first time I really, really learned how to speak it. Just like when you have to talk to people and you're exposed to it kind of like 24 hours a day without any Germans around, that's when you have to really speak it. I think the most difficult is just certain ways to say something, like idioms or what words you use. That's just stuff you use normally, and We have different words. We just use totally different words in words in Germany to say the same thing, but it's just different. And prepositions are really hard. There are so many, and it's kind of hard to know which preposition goes with what word. And besides that, I think the TH is hard too, because we don't have that sound in Germany. You have different R's. That's hard. And then sometimes my V isn't very good. People tell me that. I have to work on that. I lived in Kiel for 2 years. That's my home, kind of my first university. And then I decided to go back to Hamburg. It was kind of right after high school. I decided I would like to move out and see something new and go to a smaller university than the University of Hamburg, and after 2 or 2.5 years, I decided, okay, that's it, that's fine, I gotta go back.